Lord Justice Clark Fletcher, reporting to the Duke of Newcastle. Berwick, 5th November, 44. My Lord Duke, one part of the army of the rebels, said to be about 3,000 men, arrived at Peebles on Saturday, commanded by Lord Perth, where they halted on Sunday. The cannon and heavy baggage was sent that way. The other part of their army, commanded by the Pretender's son, was at Lauder. Sunday night and yesterday, after it was dark, arrived at Kelso. This party is said to be about 4,000, and among them are the best of their men, the Camerons MacDonalds, and have no cannon and little baggage, more in what 30 carts and 12 horses lightly loaded carry, and one covered wagon with the Pretender's son's baggage, in which is a fine gilt French strongbox. I send enclosed a copy of a letter I read from the clerk of Kelso, with a copy of the order sent by the rebels for quartering and provisions. All the informations I get, I communicate to General Handyside, and send them forward to Marshal Wade. As the event of the rebels evacuating Scotland may now soon happen, give me leave to put your grace in remembrance of what, in obedience to your grace's commands, I some time ago suggested as the best way to make the King's friends about Edinburgh and towards the borders useful. To restore and secure the peace of the country, which I beg leave only shortly to mention, and to refer to what I formerly wrote at great length. That commissions of lieutenancy be sent down for the Shire of Berwick to the Earl of Home, for the Shire of East Lothian to Lord Belhaven, for the Shire of Midlothian to Lord Somerville, for the Shire of West Lothian to the Earl of Hopton, for the Shire of Stirling to Thomas. For order of Dunlane, who I know in a few, could get about 500 good men to join General Blackley in Stirling. These are the commissions I propose should be sent down without loss of time. And afterwards, if thought proper, a commission of lieutenancy for the Shire of Roxburgh may be sent to some fit person recommended by the Dukes of Barraclough and Roxburgh, Marquess of Lothian and Mr. Douglas of Cavers, and for the Shire of Dumfries to one recommended by the Duke of Queensbury, which would include all the shires about Edinburgh and on the borders. By which means, the retreat of the rebels on their being routed in England would be cut off. Your Grace will remember yet, I did not propose that the full number of militia should be raised, but only the best of the men, and that I admitted we were no to trust these fighting in a regular battle, but that the great use of them would be to scour the country, restrain straggling parties, secure and strengthen our posts, get intelligence, bring in forage and provisions, and upon occasion act as pioneers, and conduct the army and baggage through the shires, in short, to save the army, in honesty different shapes every day, from being harassed and fatigued before their proper business the day of action. I proposed also that an officer of family, distinction and rank, esteemed and beloved in the country, with some inferior officers under him, skilled in the common routine, would be of great use, to take upon him the command or direction of these militia from county to county as the army progresses, and to settle some general rules and orders for making them most useful. This, I think, would make the Lord Lieutenants very happy, whose skill may not be equal to their zeal. None occurs to me so proper for this employment as the Earl of Home.